The operative word in today's gospel and in the reading from Romans is commitment. We are told by Jesus Christ that there's no middle ground over him. Are we fully with him or we have no part of him? We as Christians have an identity crisis in our present day world. Do we follow what is taught by Scripture, or do we follow the mores, fads, and fashions of a world that would rather compromise and be politically correct? Our identity as a Christian begins with our baptism. The celebration of the sacrament is to permeate our lives and to publicly, as we grow with parental and God-parent support, transform our identity. We receive the breath of life from God at our conception. Our charisms and gifts were also given to us to unwrap as we grew. They'll show more and more that we are the image and likeness of Jesus Christ for the world. The dignity we receive as God's person is meant to grow and to mature, and our baptism is initiation into a life that is out of the ordinary. An introduction to a lifestyle that is wholeheartedly focused on the reality of God himself. There's the old saying that blood is thicker than water. But as a Christian, we say water is thicker than blood. As we grow in faith, we need to reflect on what happened to us as an infant when we were baptized into the faith and into the community itself. Jesus says today in the gospel, get over yourselves, identify with me, my words and my works. With Jesus Christ, nothing is ever the same. It should not create fear or intrepidation, but it should be considered an adventure in living. Our identity as God's person is reassured in baptism. We are not elitists, materialists, we're not racists. We are made free from social conditioning. Yes, there are many great people in our world. We have orators, we have teachers, we have lawyers, and we have our great politicians. But one of the things that we often forget, we also need shining examples of sainthood, those in the everyday world, those who serve. That is the call of baptism. That is the call of Jesus Christ. As he said, whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. We are called in our dignity as God's person to make the real difference in the world.